Our guest in the cafe this morning is Commerce ISD Superintendent Charlie Alderman. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Well, are you glad the state legislative session is over now? I guess they've done all the damage they could do, possibly from your point of view, or what?
I think that's a real good way of putting it. I am a little bit glad that it's over, but they stuck it to us pretty good.
Have you talked to some other superintendents?
Yes, sir.
And do they all feel more or less the same?
I think it's pretty much universal. Yes, sir. There's a lot of negatives, and there weren't very many positives.
Right. And is that true of superintendents from big school districts and small districts alike?
Yes, sir. I think everybody's going to be hit some.
Well, that's interesting. So, of course, I don't know that there was that much optimism going in that something could actually be done about the school finance system, which has been a perennial problem going back decades, and that basically turned out to be the way it was.
Yes, but I think at the beginning, with some of the things that the House was trying to do, I think there was a lot of optimism there. The hope was that the Senate would get on board with that, and ultimately they decided not to.
And the hope was for what?
To increase funding and balance some things out. There's some things out there like a small district allotment that we have been hurt by. But because of that allotment or adjustment, we've actually lost money every single year, about $240,000. So some of those things that other districts are getting that we didn't, just making the playing field a level playing field.
And was there a particular reform, a particular way of handling finance differently that you and some others were hoping that would come about, different than the Robin Hood system that we've heard so much about for years?
Yes, and I agree with that. At the same time, I would like for it to very much be equitable. I would like for a student from Commerce to be worth the same as a kid from Highland Park or from Duncanville or wherever it is. I would like for all our students to be worth the same. Right now, they're not. Some students are worth more money than other students. Mm. There's something wrong with that situation.
Mm-hmm. Of course, the Robin Hood thing, originally, whenever it went in the 80s or early 90s or whatever it was intent. That was the purpose of it, right?
Yes, sir. And what the state has done is use that money to offset some of the cost of public education to the state. So they've taken that money and then pumped it back into the foundation school program in order to make sure that it looks like they're spending more when they actually have been spending less.
So that money is coming from districts, moving the money around from district to district and not coming from Austin per
se. Yes, sir. And some of those districts, I'll say this, some of those districts are going to get hurt really, really hard with this new
The bigger school. Districts?
Yes,
you
sir.
Mean,
well, it depends upon size, but also on property wealth.
Right, right. Wealthier districts is what I should have said. You said there's going to be more reliance on local property values to generate tax revenue for schools after this legislative session.
Yes, that's what the state's sort of doing. It's sort of a shell game. They're actually going to give us less money from the state, but what they're counting on is property taxes, or property values going enough to where the property taxes go up enough that it offsets that so that we end up staying somewhat even. Now, there's no guarantee that property values are going to go up. Ours could drop. At that point, if they drop, then we're actually getting a lot less money than we did last time.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Charlie Alderman. Charlie is the superintendent of the Commerce ISD, and of course, the state legislative session has just ended. There may be a special session. I don't know how much it would deal with public school issues. So how much, you said it's down how much then from the state? How much the funding is
right
down?
Now it looks like the funding's going to be down about $1.218 billion.
And that is money coming directly from the state of Texas.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So unless your property values go up, then you're looking at hard times.
We're in a bad situation.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And it's not just us. It's 90% of the school district in the state of Texas.
Right. What else? Notice that the accountability system that you all dislike so much, the A to F system, is being revised, at least. That's something.
And they did that the very last day. They came up with a new A through F, and they didn't check with schools or the public or anybody else. So the commissioner will have to make a lot of determinations, and we'll see what it looks like. We didn't have any say-so.
Yeah. It won't be an A through F system, though, will it?
Yes, it'll still be an A through F, but it'll be regarding just three domains instead of the five.
I see. And those three will be what?
The three domains will be student achievement, student progress, and closing performance gaps.
Uh-huh. So you're still going to have A, B, C, D, F grades.
Yes, sir. Now, a lot of that won't come out until the 2018 school year. We should still get preliminaries again like we did this past year, but they're not planning on it going into effect until the 2018 school year.
Okay. And we're almost out of time, but the vouchers, I know that public school folks are just really don't like the idea of the school vouchers. At least that did not get through.
Yes, sir. That's sort of how our public school finance got held hostage, was by vouchers. Basically, we weren't going to get any more money unless the Senate got to pass vouchers. So because the Senate was set on not passing vouchers, there was no way they were going to help public education.
I see. Well, I wish we had a cheerier conversation here
today,
Charlie, but it's straightforward, and you're not pulling any punches. So
no, sir, and we're still going to take care of our kids. That's our job.
All right, good. Charlie Alderman, Commerce ISD Superintendent. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.